The Chassid, Rebbe Tzalel Volshansky, related, one of the years that the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek was not feeling well, on Rosh Hashanah, a minyan was made in the Rebbe's room. After Tkiyas, when they were preparing for Musaf, they were looking for a fitting Shliach Tzibur. There was one younger man who knew how to daven according to the Nusach, but he didn't want to come forth and offer. At the end, the Mespalim pointed at Rav Shimon Shoichet that he should go over to the Yamut. Being after Tkiyas, when one is not allowed to speak, he hinted with his hands that he doesn't know how to daven according to the Nusach. But the Tzemach Tzedek motioned for him to go to the Yamut. As soon as Rav Shimon began to daven, he broke out crying, and the whole davening was with intense crying. After davening, the Tzemach Tzedek told him, "Why did you say that you can't go to the Yamut? You davened ganz gut." The Gemara in Masechta Tainis describes a proper Shliach Tzibur, someone who is fluent in the words of davening and is well-versed in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. He has young children, and he doesn't have with what to support them. So he will daven with a full and complete heart. The Gemara continues, someone that has a field waiting for rain, and his household is empty from Avedis, and a bad name didn't go out about him in his youth. He is humble, and he is wanted by the people, and he has a sweet voice. It's preferable that he should be a zaken. In a city near Premishlam lived a wealthy Yid who wanted to be a Shliach Tzibur in the Shtatish Shul for the Yomim Neidarim. The townsmen were not happy with this, but they were afraid to express it in the open. They decided to send Shluchim to the Tzaddik, the mayor of Premishlam, to ask for an Eitzah what to do. The Tzaddik answered, "Since all Baalei Tefillah from the nearby cities come to me before Rosh Hashanah to get a bracha, probably your Baal Tefillah will come as well, and then I will already see what to do." And so it was, before Rosh Hashanah, the gvir of that city came to the mayor. The tzaddik turned to him and said, "You should know that there are three types of tefillos: tefillah leMoshe, tefillah leDavid, and tefillah leYoni. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh and a kvad lashon. He had a hard time speaking, but he was the father of all Nevi'im and the Rebbe of all Yidden. David HaMelech was Ne'im Zmireis Yisrael. He would sing the praises of Yidden. But the Yoni, the poor man, his maila is that he has a broken heart." The mayor continued, "Also today, there are three types of Baalei Tefillah. One that doesn't know how to sing, but he's the Tzaddik Adur, and his tefillah is like the level of Tefillah Ramosha. Another is not such a great Tzaddik, but he knows how to sing beautifully, like Tefillah LeDavid. Then there's someone who is not a Tzaddik, he doesn't know how to sing, but he's poor with a broken heart, and his tefillah is at the level of Tefillah LeYoni." The mayor continued, "You are not a tzaddik, and you don't know how to sing. And Baruch Hashem, you're also not poor. And if you want to be about tefillah in the Yom Reirayim, I will have to daven for you to reach one of the three levels of Baalei Tefillah. You understand yourself that I can't daven for you to become a tzaddik, or someone who knows how to sing overnight. The only option is to daven for you to become an ani, and then your tefillah will be at the level of tefillah liyani." "No, no," screamed the gvir, "I don't want to be a baal tefillah." The Friedeke Rebbe related, in Lubavitch there was a chazan, and his name was Reb Isser. He had a special nusach for the tefillahs of the Yom Reirayim, particularly for the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur. When he would reach V'anachnu Kodim, not a dry eye would remain in the shul. When he would say V'hakoyhanim, he had a tune that was mekubal, that it was the way it was sung in the Beis HaMikdash. While saying Kodim, The Rebbe Midrash would help him with the singing, sometimes with his mouth, and sometimes with the motions of his hands. The Rebbe Rashab said about this, "The hisoiris of the Nispalim came from the kavanas of my father, the Rebbe Midrash, not from the nigunim of Rebbe Isser, but still the singing was necessary." Once, while saying the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur, a lightning struck the city of Lubavitch, and a fire broke out in one of the houses. The Mespalim began to run, not knowing where the fire was burning. The smoke that was filling the shul caused the Mespalim to think that the shul itself was caught on fire. Almost everyone ran out, excluding the Rebbe Midrash and some people standing around him. Also, the Chazan of Isser did not sense what was going on around him. He continued his tefillah as if nothing happened. The Alter Rebbe said he heard from the Maggid in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that the reason why we don't bench Chodesh Tishrei like all the months of the year is as follows. The Chodesh HaShvi'i, which is the first month of the year, Hashem himself benches it on Shabbos Mevarchim, which is the last Shabbos of Chodesh Elul. And with this koyach, the Yidden bench the months 11 times a year. May our tefillahs be niskabel for a ksiva v'chsima toiva, and a shana toiva umesuka, and a shnas geula v'yeshua right now. Hatzlacha rabbah.